Hachette Audio presents Romaine Wasn't Built in a Day. Written by Judith Tishon. Read by Alejandra Reynoso. Please see supplemental PDF. For Mom. Introduction. Eating and talking are two of our biggest pleasures. We talk all day, and some of us even talk in our sleep. We talk more than we eat, though we probably think about food more often than language. When we talk, whether using spoken words or protactile, a language of touch used by the deafblind community, or by signing, thumbing a message, or in some other way, we seldom think about the history of words or the ways that English has changed over the centuries, or why English has such a wealth of synonyms. But word lovers enjoy learning facts about language, just as foodies like to learn about eatables, comestibles, grub, chow, and vittles, to indulge in some of the many synonyms for food. One amusing way to learn about food is through the words we use for our daily meals. What a joy when the two loves overlap. It's a two-for-one deal, because learning the history of the food words, their etymologies, means learning at least some aspects of the food's histories, like where they originated. From that early morning cup of joe and croissant, to a lunchtime taco, a dinner barbecue, and a late-night toddy and a piece of pie, the details about a food's or a word's history often come with surprises. Joe most likely comes from the U.S. military slang for a soldier. The word croissant has a long history with many meanings, including the waxing or waning moon, and, going back to the Latin word, crescere, to grow. Taco comes from Mexican Spanish and means plug or wad. It referred to part of an explosive used in silver mining. Barbecue comes from the Caribbean-era Wakan word, barbacoa, meaning wooden frame for sleeping on and for drying food. Toddy comes from the Hindi tuddy, palm wine, and pie probably comes from a French word meaning magpie, a bird that loves to collect objects. How did the junk heap of a magpie become the name of a delicious dessert? Getting the scoop on pie, or tracking down the history of any word, can lead to eye-openers, if not always answers. Etymology can be both entertaining and enlightening, because a word's history is loaded with information, often about culture. Take sycophant, for example. It meant fig showing in Greek. We might say that a sycophant kisses up to someone, or we might use more colorful language. But in ancient Greece, a sycophant apparently showed the fig, a bit like giving the finger to someone suspected of being an informer. Ancient nonverbal insults were not so different from our own. Or consider the mundane word romaine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?